This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is possible that your biggest obstacle is not your opponent, but yourself. 52% of the American people who participated in our CBS News poll have an unfavorable opinion of you. That is the highest negative impression of anyone ever nominated by the Democratic Party since we started asking that question in 1984. Do you bear any responsibility for that?
Oh, I'm sure I do, but I think when I was Secretary of State and serving our country, I had an approval rating of 66%. And I think it's fair to ask, well, what's happened? And what's happened is tens of millions of dollars of negative advertising and coverage that has been sent my way. I understand that, and I know that it's up to me to take this base that I've built and expand it. By reaching out to Senator Sanders supporters, to many others across our country, including, I hope, Republicans and independents.
Is it just the advertising and the promotion, Scott, that has jaded her, or could it be the facts? You know, could it be just the reality that we know that what happened in Benghazi, what's happened with the Clinton Foundation, and now is... As Jerome Corsi brought out this morning, you know, the Clinton University.
Well, that's the big thing there, is that, sure, when she was in office, we didn't know all the things we know now. So I'm guessing if you could retroactively, you know, find out what people thought about her, it might be a little different. But I love that she's, you know, do you have any blame for this? Well, you know, I'm sure I do.
Yeah,
I'm sure I do. But it was really all the money that people spent against me.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, you know, who took the cookie? Well, you know, it might have been me, but it probably wasn't.
Yeah, it was because those other people, they made a big deal out of it. It was just a cookie. I mean, you know, exactly.
Well, there's five more people in the house. It could have been them. I mean,
right. And then what's worse is that when, you know, you have all these other statements that she made that, you know, nobody died. And you go, what do you mean nobody died? There's four people. You were there, you know, at the airport with the bodies. What do you mean nobody died? It's just... You know, some really statements that you think, wow, they're just delusional.
Which in that same interview right there with Scott Pelley?
Scott Pelley, yeah. Uh-huh.
Pelley?
Yeah.
He asked her about Libya, and she again said, well, nobody died there.
Again, yeah.
Again, and it's just the things that she's allowed to get away with, you know, and I'm not, like, I don't think Trump is a perfect candidate, but if he was caught in stuff like this, it would be all over. There would be no way. If he was getting indicted right now, there'd be no way. You know, if he was even under investigation to be indicted, they wouldn't allow him to run.
Well, it's the difference between the Republican Party and the Democrats. And you already saw what happened. I mean, the Republicans, you get a little bit of squeamishness going on, and you got leadership just going nuts. And they just, they're abandoning their standard bearer. I mean, this is what Republicans do. Democrats, they rally around, you know, they blame the media, they blame Republicans, they blame the boogeyman, anybody they can blame. But there is no way. I mean, even now, you know, like here we find out yesterday, the State Department says, oh, all those documents you want us to look into, Hillary, it's only going to take us 75 years. What? You know, come on. What are we being set up for here? You know, it's just, you know, it's the standards, and we know they're clear and they're just so obvious. And it is amazing to me that the general public puts up with this. I mean, it's kind of like what Jenny Beth Martin was talking about, you know, from the Tea Party Patriots, is that look at, you know, this is our country. You know, what standard do we want to live by? I mean, there's been dual tracks here of standards that have gone on between just the Democrats and Republicans. And you might say there's been more than two, but let's just talk about the obvious. And, you know, it's like, all right, I think we want fairness, and that's why people are, you know, running to Trump, because they feel like he's our Obi-Wan Kenobi right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
Welcome back, America. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. And if you want to be so kind, to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And you can say, hey, look, I want to be in the running for that DVD Blu-ray of The Young Messiah that we are giving away. So include that and also your address, and you could be a lucky winner, 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 winner. It's just that simple, okay? And speaking of The Young Messiah, we are honored to have back with us the one and only director of the movie The Young Messiah. We're talking about Cyrus Naresta. Cyrus, always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to be talking to you again. The Young Messiah, congratulations. It is coming to Blu-ray DVD, as we mentioned. And we're really excited about this. Many are lauding this as the family DVD of the summer. What a great title.
Yes, well, thank you. We're very excited because, there's so many who saw the film when it was released theatrically, but now even more people get to see it.
Well, and that's what I'm hearing. A lot of people, and of course our good friend with Focus on the Family, Bob Waliszewski, who said, and I agreed with him as we were, talking about The Young Messiah, this is a remarkable movie. I mean, the concept of The Young Messiah, inspired by Scripture, rooted in history, it imagines a year in the boyhood of Jesus, remaining true to the character of Jesus revealed in the Bible. And, as you and I talked about this in Nashville, about the only challenge, because whenever you deal with Scripture, you get literalists that say, wait a minute, you're talking about a younger Jesus and a different timeline possibly, but, people got beyond that, and they were willing to look and embrace the message of the Young Messiah and the storyline that you guys put together.
Yes, I mean, it was a long journey. We got a lot of wonderful endorsements from, different denominations, faith leaders all over the country, and that really helped.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly you got the backing of evangelicals, and it did help. But, more importantly, it was the story that you wanted to relate to the people through The Young Messiah, right?
Yes, I mean, look, this film was made because we love the message of the film. The people involved with the film are devoted to Jesus. We're not trained theologians, but we're followers of Christ, sort of using our art to point people towards Him.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's how you do it. If it's done with respect and with reverence, and with all the right sort of motives, I think that makes all the difference in how people respond to it.
Was the idea, Cyrus, that you wanted to, we know Jesus as the divine,
But you know, one of the ideas of Jesus' divinity that has challenged people is that he could be fully divine yet fully human. Was part of the driving force in the young Messiah to demonstrate the humanness of the boy Jesus?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you hit on it. We wanted to explore the human side of young Jesus, where he sort of veiled his divinity in accordance with the Father's will and experienced him as a young child, as a young human child at age 7.
Well, you know, Cyrus, the comments that you have been getting, you know, literally thousands upon thousands of people's response to the movie. I imagine this has to be encouraging for you and the team that put this movie together, because, you know, like anything, you don't know until you know. You come up with an idea and you say, okay, this makes sense, this is interesting, and you know, and of course, you know, the cast, the everything, like you and I talked about, you said in your experience the movie is not finished until John Debney touches it, so even the musical score, it all comes together hand in glove.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think people want to see the movie with all the pieces there, all the bells and whistles, the music, the cinematography, the actors, the performance. That's my job as the director, which is to put all that together. And I think that at its heart, I think every Christian wonders and wants to know more about Jesus, motivated by their love for him.
Right.
And I think that everyone's curious, and I think has been curious about, well, what might his childhood have been like?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we try to explore here.
Well, and to that point, you take it a step further in releasing The Young Messiah Blu-ray and DVD. You're offering a church study guide by Wingclips that I thought was pretty interesting. So you're assisting in that conversation, because through the responses I mentioned that you've been getting, you know, people, they want to continue this dialogue, don't they?
No, absolutely they do. And one of the things that's most gratifying for me in this whole journey was watching the reaction of children to this movie and seeing them connect with the child Jesus. Because for a lot of children, and this has been told to me by lots of, you know, priests that I've talked to in the course of this journey, their image of Jesus is this man just suffering on the cross. And the opportunity to sort of connect with him as a child like them is a rare one.
Yes.
That's what this film is for.
Well, the family DVD of the summer is further enriched by this thought-provoking journey that you refer to through the movie, with key scripture verses serving as anchors to guide wonderful, memorable, and unique conversations about what was life like for Jesus and his family, and addressing the enduring question, which is asked to this day, that people have had, you know, wristbands made of, you know, what would Jesus do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's with us always.
Well, for the people that you know, now that have seen the movie, in the cinemas, now they have a golden opportunity to get their hands on the DVD Blu-ray combo pack, which will be coming out next week, and with this free church study guide for leaders by Wingclips, which is creating family-focused conversation and, you know, debates around this timeless question that we had referred to here, Cyrus, earlier. I guess after all is said and done, what is your ultimate hope and prayer for people that see this movie?
Well, I want them to be, you know, entertained. It's a work of entertainment, but I also want them to be uplifted. And it causes people to come out of the theater wanting to know more, wanting to talk about Jesus, wanting to talk about their faith, and share that, then it's more than we could ever hope for.
Well, Cyrus Naresta, the director of the Young Messiah, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations to you and the team on the movie. We're looking forward to the release next week of the Blu-ray DVD package. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live, Cyrus.
Thanks for having me, Bill. It's great to speak to you again.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. In the kitchen, vision is everything. It ensures food is cooked properly, knives are sharpened with precision, and ingredients are measured with accuracy. For the past 25 years, Chef Jeffrey Zakarian has presided over some of the country's top restaurants. Like other chefs, wearing glasses while cooking began to affect his performance, so he looked for an alternative option. With Alcon Daily's Total One contact lenses, he found a reliable and comfortable solution.
A kitchen can be an obstacle course. It's critical I clearly see everything that's happening around me. If my glasses fog up or get in the way, or my contact lenses are uncomfortable, it can impact my performance. The water gradient technology and the Daily's Total One contact lenses deliver all-day comfort, helping me perform at my best in the kitchen and throughout the day. Sometimes I even forget I'm wearing them.
The unique water gradient technology behind Daily's Total One contact lenses provides a cushion of moisture that delivers all-day comfort. For more information, visit dailystotalone.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, that's one of my favorite scenes. I love that. 19 after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, if you want to be in the running for the free DVD of Young Messiah, DVD Blu-ray, that's going to be released next week. But we've got it now, and we can send it out to you. Make sure you send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be in the running for it. Include your address, and we'll put you in the hopper, and you could be the big winner. Okay? Well, we're going to be talking new tech trends for 2016 with our next guest. And according to the latest global technology trends report from Accenture, companies can often feel overwhelmed by the pace of technology change, experiencing digital culture shock, quote unquote, at the prospect of keeping up with the competition. As technology advancements accelerate at an unprecedented rate, dramatically disrupting the workforce, companies that equip employees, partners, and consumers with new skills can fully capitalize on those innovations that seem to be traveling at the speed of light. In a companion survey of more than 3,100 businesses and IT executives worldwide, Accenture found that 33% of the global economy is already impacted by digital. Even further, 86% of survey respondents anticipate the pace of technology change will increase at a rapid or unprecedented rate over the next 3 years. And here to tell us more about it is Michael Biltz. He's the Managing Director for Accenture Technology Vision. Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for coming on. I always love, being up to date on these new tech trends. And, of course, we're looking at the latest and greatest ones. And I appreciate that because my interest has always been in business, and I can see what's going on. I mean, every time I think about these new innovations and the way technology is moving, as I say, at the speed of light, I think of my old boss and mentor, who was a number two Ticonderoga pencil and a legal pad kind of guy. And to this day, he's still the same thing. I think he only has a computer on his desk for decoration.
No, I think that's where we see a lot of it shifting from is that the days where technology wasn't a part of every business are really passing us by. Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing that we're seeing happen now is that it's no longer just the tech companies that are really driving this. Mm-hmm. Suddenly it's traditional companies that are picking it up too. And whether you're a General Electric or Procter & Gamble or a Caterpillar, is suddenly you're becoming a technology company, and that's going to make things go even faster moving forward.
Yeah, without a doubt. And in this survey, what did you find are the five technology trends that came out of this Accenture Technology Vision report?
Yeah, well, let me start with the first one, because I think it's probably going to be the most broadly impactful, and it's what we're calling intelligent automation. Mm-hmm. And it's really this idea that says now that we have all of these companies, Caterpillar, type company that you wouldn't necessarily expect to be a technology company, really starting to develop technology solutions, is that we see, this automation and artificial intelligence, things starting to seep into every aspect of our lives. Mm-hmm. So let me give you an example. So you look at the education system, and you take a university like Arizona State. Is that right now they're working with and experimenting, with startups from an AI space around Newton, as well as traditional companies like McGraw-Hill, to offer online bots that will be teaching math students.
Wow.
And it's a crazy idea that, suddenly what you imagine your college looking like, the big stadium lecture halls, with students up front, eager to hear and slackers in the back sliding in, may become a thing of the past as people are looking at changing fundamentally, the way that we do things like education. Mm-hmm. We can personalize and customize, through a interface, how we teach an individual, versus the one-size-fits-all things, that we're doing in most universities today.
Go figure, huh? I mean, here we are trying to train the AIs, and here they are now. They're training us with the, with their information. This is quite revolutionary, with the introduction of, the whole robotic technology here, Michael.
Yeah, it really is. And what we're going to see is that it's so revolutionary, not because each individual thing is, know, is the DSL is using drones in order to deliver packages, and Amazon is, you know, pushing that direction. But I think what's so revolutionary about all of it is that it really is going to start to seep into everything. You know, we're going to start to see how we do healthcare change, because now every MRI is going to be connected to the hospital, which is going to be connected to your insurance company, which is going to be connected to your Nike Fitbit. And all of these things are going to provide new and interesting ways to, you know, diagnose health faster, you know, to understand what's happening with the population, as well as provide better healthcare and services, you know, to an individual.
And of course, the dynamic tension on the other side is privacy. How do we, you know, embrace all this new technology and protect our privacy at the same time?
Yeah, and I think it's going to be more than just privacy. Is that it's really going to start to revolve at what we're terming digital trust. Mm-hmm. Is that we have to start creating relationships between businesses and their consumers, and even businesses and other businesses, that go beyond just I'm going to protect your data. Because as we're talking about all these new technologies, we're going to start to put ourselves at significantly greater risk. Let me give you an example. So a number of months ago, Tesla put out a patch to their cars that added automated driving features to it. You know, so you can accelerate and slow down on the highway automatically, change lanes, or even do a self-park. And while at one hand it's really exciting because it's new features for your car, on the other is the you've just now added the capability for the car to control itself. And so you're suddenly very vulnerable to new attacks that says your car could be hacked. And suddenly that becomes, you know, a life and death situation. And so what you're asking Tesla to do is not just create a trust in the capability, you know, to protect somebody's data. You're actively protecting their life.
Their very life, exactly. Well, in the report theme, kind of segueing into this, you talk about people first. Break that down.
Yeah, and so one of the really fascinating things that we've seen is that the pendulum is finally starting to really swing back towards people. You know, so we really spent the last 15 years or so with companies and big businesses really laser focused on technology and cost cuttings and efficiency and scale. And now that everybody's starting to get pretty good at it, and everybody's starting to really use this technology, what we're seeing is that's not the pieces that are really differentiating one person from the next. Is that it's what's differentiating folks is their ability to actually take up and use the technology
exactly.
And implement it fast, which means, you know, updating the culture of your workforce. Right. And then tying these technologies to useful and simple things that actually make people's lives better so that they adopt it. Right. And so the companies that are really thriving are the ones who are looking not at technology, but are taking that people-first approach that says, how do I make people's lives better?
Right. And can we take advantage of tapping into the people's consciousness and creativity to advance the use of this technology? Because you introduce the technology and you think operationally, okay, this is what it should do, and then you put a human being on the other end, and before you know it, you've got something much more advanced and successful than you originally anticipated, don't you?
Absolutely. And we're seeing more and more of that, is that idea of not replacing people with technology, but rather augmenting from people with technology.
Exactly.
Becoming really, really powerful.
And I think that's
the
answer.
Crazy, the types of things we're seeing.
Yeah, that's the answer, and I think it negates the fear of technology being inculcated in these businesses today, because sometimes, you know, the quick answer is, hey, we're bringing in technology to replace people, especially with the discussion of minimum wage and all these other things that come into play. I'm a maximum wage kind of guy, and I believe that, technology joined with human creativity can be win-win for all concerned. Michael, 5 seconds left. Where can they go for more information? This is some really good stuff here.
Yeah, go to www.accenture.com. That's accenture.com. Or you can Google Accenture.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. With summer in full swing, now's the time to refresh outdoor space for hangouts. All too often, renovations and decorating can be intimidating. Here are some tips to tackle backyard projects.
We love spending summer nights with family and friends. And whether we're barbecuing or just relaxing, if the weather's good, we're on the porch. To get your summer ready, give the wood a fresh coat of weather-resistant paint and install string lights to keep the party going after the sun goes down.
I like to use perennial plants for a pop of color because they look just as good as annuals, but they last longer. And whenever we shop at wholesale clubs and grocery stores for our backyard projects, we use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card, and we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 and combine grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or the 280-some affiliates of Bill Martinez Live, thank you for joining us. Good to have you along with us. Of course, we're around the world via shortwave as well, and we continue to expand the platforms in which you can connect with Bill Martinez Live, whether it's TuneIn Radio, Blog Talk, and others. And we've had a new announcement that's pending, and we'll let you know about that very shortly as well, as we're continuing to have Bill Martinez Live picked up by other associations. So we're really excited about the growth and development. A lot's happening right now. Of course, I was just watching some footage of one Bernie Sanders flying into D.C. He's got that meeting with President Obama, see if he can make nice and bring the party elements together. Bargaining with Bernie, okay, what does the president have to offer? A week's worth of nights in the Lincoln bedroom. I think Bernie Sanders wants a lot more than that. Possibly even, the head of DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We'll see what happens here and see if it's a good enough compromise for Sanders to be on the stump, convincing his following that they need to get behind one Hillary Clinton. And of course, the conversation continues that, regarding Elizabeth Warren as being Hillary's choice for VP. What do you think about that? I know I've said all along that if Hillary was to select Bernie Sanders as the VP, that'd be a different story. I don't know that Bernie Sanders is willing to entertain that right at this moment. It's still rather fresh, but if that could happen, I think that there could be a lot of trouble for the Republicans and for one Donald Trump. But we'll see how that plays out. And of course, across the waters and in Israel, of course, the news that we've been getting there out of Tel Aviv, where here it is at the start of Ramadan, Israel has opened up, some gateways, you might say, opened up the borders, and you've got some jihadists coming in and firing into a upscale cafe. The toll is still to be determined as to what happened, but Benjamin Netanyahu and company are coming together very quickly to say, okay, that's it. We're going to close down. We're going to shut this down and not allow the free travel here. And this is on the heels of course, what has been happening with the jihadis and the knife intifada that has been going on since last September. When we were there in January. I guess the night before we left, there was a Palestinian that attacked a single mom with four kids, and he knifed her, and murdering her. And this happened the night before in an area that we were restricted; we weren't allowed to go, which was kind of surprising because you go to Israel and you think, okay, as a Christian group, and I went with 34 other pastors, of course we're going to be able to go to Bethlehem, right? No, no way. And also the other thing to consider is that how few Christians remain in Bethlehem to this day. This is the exchange of land for peace already that has been problematic. Israel has exchanged land, no peace. There's just not enough land, and there's just not enough peace that happens there. So unless you're living there and dealing with it on a day-to-day basis and you see it up close and personal, it's very difficult to understand. And here in the West, you think, oh, okay, why don't you negotiate here? Why don't you find some way to make nice, with these opponents? But as we've had these discussions on the air here, whether it was with Bill Salas or David Ruman and other experts from Israel, you get an understanding that it's non-negotiable. The Palestinians have long held to this tradition that anybody that would negotiate with Israel would be an infidel, and they want 100%. At one point, the prime minister had offered 97% of their demands. Would they accept? Nope, because they had already, and you can thank, this was a mantra that was put out by the Palestinians many, many years ago under Arafat that said, look, at anybody who was to negotiate with Israeli and accept anything less than 100%. Now, what does 100% look like? 100% looks like Israel is all out. It's all Palestinians. Israel has no say whatsoever. And interesting, when you go to the country and you look at the areas that are vibrant and are advancing on all levels, whether it's culture, innovation, those are the areas that are controlled by Israelis. And the truth of the matter is Palestinians love being there because they know that they can move in safety. There's not a problem. There's food, there's water. It is so stark in contrast as to how God continues to bless his chosen people. And Palestinians, will secretly in their closet, the ones who are peaceful and want to get along, they're happy to get along. But you have those demarcated areas. Some would say, okay, it's apartheid, it amounts to apartheid. No, it amounts to safety. I mean, Israel has had to put up walls in order to protect people. And, the thing is, it's amazing. You're just talking, you're not talking, zip codes that are, miles apart. We're talking feet. You can measure these in feet. Of course, in Europe, everything's, in meters, so... But in this particular case, you measure it in feet, and it's like, okay, what are the Israelis supposed to do? Just allow people who are who want their ill of Israel, they want ill only to happen to Israel, and for them to be, as we've heard time and time again, wiped off the face of the map. I mean, I don't know how America, how the West even begins to reconcile and chew on that concept. But, you know, we've done that. I mean, historically, you know, when you look back in history, whether it's Adolf Hitler or whoever, you know, that says, hey, look, I want to dominate everything. I want to take over the country. People say, you know, well, you must be kidding. You're just exaggerating. He really doesn't mean what he says. Oh, no. Well, what do you think? And, you know, and this is what's been happening in the Middle East, is that you've got the conflict there. And, you know, when the jihadists and Muslims say, and I'm talking radical Muslims, and, you know, and again, this country is, you know, we want to take such grave exception, you know, to what Donald Trump said about Muslims. I mean, it's not across the board situation. I mean, he's got Muslims working for him. This is about the bad guys. This is about, you know, whether it's, you know, Mexicans or anybody who's anti-American. And, you know, Americans here, I mean, on the heels of 9/11, when there was so much patriotism and so much rallying around the USA, how in short order we have somehow allowed globalism, you know, to enter into our vernacular and take over our mindset and think it's okay to have open borders, you know, and that's really the difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And I'm an American. I believe in American interests. I say, look, come to America. You want to advance the culture. You want to add something, you know, to the American way of life. Hey, you're welcome. You know, and here's the way that you come in, the way so many others have done traditionally, legally. There is a process. And I think about all these people. I mean, we talked with Irish John, you know, from Ireland, who's been in line for 13 years. And he looks at what's happening with the immigration policies. Now people have jumped the line. I mean, the one thing that people have considered about America for ages is that we're fair-minded. There's a sense of fairness and justice in this country, but we have allowed injustice and, you know, through immigration. And this is just one example where we've gotten lax on this. And this is why people are stepping away from traditional politicians and the traditional rhetoric that comes out of the Beltway, and they're willing to accept Donald Trump with all his foibles. He's a human being. He's just like the rest of us. You know, nobody's perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect candidate because we're not the perfect people, okay? So get over it. But, you know, who is going to be the Obi-Wan Kenobi and get us back on track? And when you line up the choices that we have here between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, I believe it is stark and noticeably clear. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now, America.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Do you know someone whose life has been touched by cancer? With over 32 million patients worldwide, the impact of cancer can be felt in nearly every family. For the second year, actor Eric Stone Street is partnering with Bristol-Myers Squibb on Ready, Raise, Rise to educate Americans about immuno-oncology, a rapidly evolving area of research that seeks to harness the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. Eric Stone Street, actor and cancer research activist.
Too many families like mine have been touched by cancer. That's why it's important for everyone to be informed about advancements in cancer research like immuno-oncology. Join me, raise, and share a flag at ReadyRaiseRise.com today. It takes just 30 seconds, and you can honor a loved one touched by cancer and help raise awareness for cancer research. For each flag raised and shared, a donation from Bristol-Myers Squibb will be made to an advocacy group that you select.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to raise and share your flag today. For more, visit ReadyRaiseRise.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, just kicking back a little bit, enjoying some Eric Clapton licks. Why not, Ben? Always good to listen to Layla. More information on, you know, what happened in Tel Aviv. Two suspects, four victims in Tel Aviv terror attack have been identified. The four people killed after a pair of gunmen opened fire at an upscale market in Tel Aviv Wednesday night have been identified by Israeli police. They died after two shooters identified as Palestinians opened fire at the Sharona Market. It's a popular food and shopping complex near the Israeli Defense Ministry, shattering what was a serene night with chaos and bloodshed. I mean, this is how blatant it is. And I was familiar with that area. We drove by there when we were there in Israel, an upscale area, really nice area right next to the Israeli Defense Ministry. And so, you know, here it is. Israel opens up the gates for Ramadan, you know, being respecters of people's faith. And this is what happens. This is the challenge with open borders, not only Israel, but what we can anticipate here in the United States of America. And this is why the warnings are going out. And, you know, this is not somebody just claiming that the sky is falling, because we see evidence all around us and overseas. And if we think that it's not coming here to the United States, we've already seen it, but we seem to ignore and think, well, okay, well, it's forgettable. It really isn't, especially if it's your family member that has suffered the violence, or you personally. And I know it's astonishing to those family members who have been affected by terror here in the United States. And they're all wondering, you know, what are the rest of us thinking about this, that we seem to be so casual about it? And we seem to be so casual about so many other things. And this is why we appreciate guys like Patrick Wood, author and lecturer who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s. He is the author of the book Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. Patrick, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, you've been writing a lot, as we know, as we've discussed about technocracy. Let me just ask you up front, in terms of the technocratic move and the rise here in America, who promotes that more, Hillary or Donald Trump?
At this point, I would have to say Hillary, but I'm still uncertain about Donald Trump, honestly. He talks a good game against the, you know, in other words, he's representing the populist view in America, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have concerns that, you know, that which side he's really on, I guess, in it. And that's just my natural skepticism that I've just been built up over 40 years.
I understand that. I mean, we want to believe that I've been saying that we want to believe that Trump is the Obi-Wan Kenobi here. We just don't have enough history. That's the challenge. We have a history when it comes to business, what he can do. He's got a plan that's proven that made him a multi-billionaire, very, very successful in business. Now, is that translatable in the realm of politics and what he has to deal with? Because, again, I keep reminding people, I was in California when Arnold Schwarzenegger went into the governor's mansion and thought, hey, look, I'm going to make these wussy boys, as he referred to them, step up and really do something about this state. And they handed his hat. They handed him his hat pretty quick. And he realized it wasn't going to be as easy as he thought it was, that he just didn't have enough charm to overcome the well-established bureaucratic, setup that existed here in California. And you got to imagine, as bad as it is in California, what do you think it is in the Beltway?
Well, exactly. And from a European point of view, they would call Donald Trump a technocrat.
Mm-hmm.
That is an expert who could manage. And the idea is this, you know, you have a non-politician coming in who is literally Mr. Fix-It. He's going to fix it. Whatever it is, he's going to fix it. He's going to renegotiate contracts. He's going to turn everything upside down and start over from scratch. He's going to fix it. And, this is a technocrat mindset in Europe, where, for instance, back in Italy, when Italy was going economically sour, they sent in, the EU sent in a technocrat to literally become prime minister. He wasn't elected. They just said, here, go in there and take care of it.
Right.
He was an economic expert, and he was expected just to fix things, and then he'd get out. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened in Greece in 2011. The EU sent in an unelected prime minister, said, here, you're going to take this guy. He's going to fix your country. So there's shades of that with Donald Trump. Even though we like a lot of things he's saying, he still is kind of coming in from the standpoint of, hey, I've just look to me, I'm Mr. Fix-It, and I can fix it.
Well, the deal is, in a way, he comes in like somebody, you know, just to your point, you know, a hired gun for a company that is going Chapter 11, and someone who's been afraid to make the hard decisions. You bring somebody in, he starts cutting budget, he thins things down, but of course, you know, this is a little bit different. This is not a business. This is a bureaucracy. This is politics. And, you start cutting in too deep. Those things, those kind of actions can get you in real trouble. Let's remember JFK.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing, too, that just kind of bothers me a little bit, the real core problems that we have coming down in our country right now are due to organizations like the United Nations that are promoting Agenda 21 and 2030 Agenda, sustainable development, et cetera, et cetera. And so far, I haven't heard any words coming from either candidate that they would do anything to, you know, to stop these organizations from having an impact on our country.
You just assume, I guess, and I hate to use that word, but you assume the two parties here is Hillary, and we'll just talk about Hillary and Trump, because they are the main ones. Hillary's a globalist. I mean, she doesn't believe in borders. She is buying into the European way. And then you've got Donald Trump that says, no, I'm a nationalist. I'm a populist guy. We need to put America first. And this is, this is resonating. The people are saying, hey, look, we've been so open-minded that we've lost our brains when it comes to this situation. And, to me, that's the way I'm seeing this, Patrick, that Hillary is a globalist. She doesn't want borders. She's going along that way. And so with that will be the United Nations. It'll be anything that takes us toward a one-world government.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to follow that lead, and that's what her and Bill Clinton have traditionally done. And so I don't see anything changing. Donald Trump, on the other hand, pro-American. We're going to have borders. We're going to have walls. There's going to be defined, you know, definition around the immigration policies. That'll be cleaned up. And, you know, as best as he can do it, because we've got all these dichotomies and things that, you know, you got to figure out. I mean, he's in a sense, I mean, he's under attack right now by a law firm and a judge that everybody's outraged about, going, oh, my goodness, you know, he said he's a Mexican and all this stuff. Well, you know, I don't care whether the guy's a Mexican, he's Israeli or whatever. But if he wants to do harm to our constitutional republic, I got an issue. I have an issue with that. And it's clear as we're understanding more and more about Judge Curiel and the attorneys that are associated with this whole deal. This is a bucket of bad fish. Now, Donald Trump may have been inartful in expressing it, and it may have come across as racist. But, you know, you need to look into this, and there's always more to this. And what I appreciate, what Donald Trump is doing, is he's causing people to do some work here and do some research. He's not an idiot. The guy's a smart guy. He may not be genteel. He may be a bull in a china shop. I understand. But because we've been tiptoeing around all these issues, we've gotten ourselves in the mess, and we're surrounded by alligators here, and we're thinking we're okay because, you know, hopefully we're going to be the last one eaten here, as they say.
That's right. That's right. So the way I look at it at this point with Donald Trump is we're in the mode where we trust but verify. That's what
exactly.
Reagan did with Russia. We trust he's going to, we just hope and hope and hope he's going to do what he says, but we're going to verify what he actually does when he gets in, if he gets in.
Right, exactly. Well, of course, you know, you got world planners meeting, you know, speaking of these external agendas that are driving force, whether Brexit and you know, migrants, the whole migrant issue. Trump, of course, on the menu, and they might look at Trump as dessert, not necessarily the main course.
Well, I think that the Bilderberg meeting, this meeting right now in Europe,
right,
is very concerned about the possibility of a Trump presidency. And, you know, they're probably thinking from the same point we are. Could this guy really get in? You know, could he really be elected? And if he is, will he really do what he says? Because if he does, we're going to have a lot of trouble on our hands. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're nervous about it, and they're jockeying for position. And, of course, with the Brexit thing coming up, this could really do irreparable harm to the European Union, and it probably will.
Right.
Totally for certain, but it probably will really hurt the EU's effort to, you know, to manage the whole region.
Well, and the thing is, part of them are galled at the Clintons. They don't necessarily like, you know, dealing with the Clintons either. So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword for them because they know with Hillary and Bill what they're going to get. And that is that, look, it's a pay-to-play kind of deal, and we're talking bazillions of dollars that you're going to have to pay into this. And people that, you know, want to control things and, you know, they don't necessarily like being, you know, shaken out here a little bit. And the Clintons, they've become quite artful in shaking people down, haven't they?
They certainly have, and this is the standard in the world today. It's not just here. You know, this is basically the way most of the leaders in the world operate. They're on the take. They're corrupt. Sometimes they're just flat out illegal as well.
Mm.
And you know, this is how you do business on a global basis. It's really sad.
Patrick Wood, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Patrick.
Often used in Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NUHarvestFoods.com.